New Country Z100, Brantley Gilbert and Lindsay L. What happens in a small town? At 8:21, good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show this morning, and it is the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. We're down to the final four last night, and it was time for Colton to go ask the dads for their daughter's hand in marriage. Had to do it four times. You know, you talk about the pressure being on. It was on last night. To recap it, my beautiful wife joins me on the phone line this morning. Joy, good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Boy, it's always fun on these hometown dates because now the girls are bringing the boy home to meet dad. And wow, that was something last night, meeting dad, Joy.
Yeah, he had four tough dads, I think, to meet, and he got the blessing of three of them. The last one he was not successful on, but they were all hard on him. I mean, they asked the hard questions.
They did, and it was Cassie's dad who did not give the approval. And let's face it, to meet a guy in one day you meet a guy who's also dating three other girls, and he's coming in saying, I need your blessing at the end of this to marry your daughter. I don't think I could say, well, sure, Colton, if that's the way you want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're a dad. You know, I think, you know, if one of your daughters came to you and asked you the same thing, you would be extremely skeptical, and you probably wouldn't give your blessing. I don't know. Maybe you would, but it is odd for sure.
I'd probably be at the kitchen table with my 9mm handgun all disassembled, kind of cleaning it, you know, kind of working all the dust out, you know, just to put a good impression on the young man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What stood out in your mind last night as some of the highlights here? Because we had, let's just run it down. We had Kaylin from Carolina. We had Tasia from, I forgot where Tasia's from. Hannah G from down in Birmingham. And then out in California had Cassie. So what was kind of the things that stood out to you?
I felt like they were, well, the first three were really good dates. You know, he had a good date with Kaylin. I did see online where that home that they were at was actually filmed in Virginia, which is weird because she's from North Carolina. I don't know why they did that. But that date went well. And then his date with Tasia was great. Like, I don't think it could have gone any better, honestly. And I don't know, the date with Cassie just kind of threw me for a loop. Hannah G's, that was a good one as well. But with Cassie, like you said, when they opened the door, it was just a whole bunch of squealing, like squealing from her sisters. And the whole time you saw just a whole different side of Cassie that I honestly was a little disappointed with. Like, I saw a lot of immaturity and just that whiny voice. I was thinking, oh, Cassie, what are we doing here? And, you know, he sent Kaylin home. And at the time, I'm thinking, I really think Kaylin is actually more ready than Cassie at that point.
I know. I was like, Carolina Kaylin seemed all ready to go and knew exactly what she wanted out of this, whereas Cassie is very indecisive, doesn't know if she really, really loves him or not. Who knows what's going on there?
I don't know. I don't know where we're going with this, but it was very upsetting, to say the least.
Well, that brings me to the end here where we were teased on the show last night. We've been seeing this since the very first episode of this season with Colton. He's jumping over a fence. He's going AWOL and jumping over a fence. Do you have any kind of speculation or any kind of idea, inkling, what has happened to make him jump a fence and run away from the cameras?
I don't know what's going to happen, but I have a bad feeling. I have a bad feeling about this ending.
A bad feeling like he's not going to pick your girl, or a bad feeling like he's going to just be a bummer of a bachelor?
I feel like it may be a bummer of a bachelor deal. You know, we had that one way, way back, the bachelor.
Juan Pablo.
No, it was actually even before him. and I cannot think of the bachelor's name, but he got a lot of grief for that afterwards. Because why go on the show?
You know, why go on the show and do all this? Why not go to the produce section of the grocery store and meet somebody there by the cantaloupes?
Exactly.
Come on.
You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It is the most unrealistic reality show in all of TV. Next week, it's like a double day, two-night deal, and Colton is jumping a fence and running away from the camera, so we'll see what happens next week. My love, Joy, you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, babe, and I love you.
You too. I love you too.
There it is. We'll see what happens. Interesting last night, and the majority of folks who called in earlier about my question, you still ask the dad for the daughter's hand in marriage. Overwhelming, 100%, yes. If there's no dad in the picture, then you ask someone who is the father figure in their life, or somebody. You got to ask somebody. It's about respect, I think, is how it goes. But some people on the social media are saying, you know, you don't have to ask for permission to marry somebody, you're a grown person. Oh, my friend. Yeah. I don't know. I met a young man the other day at the house because, you know, we're dating now. Let's put it that way. And, you know, you can't be too tough because, let's face it, guys, we were all in that position and we all learned real quick, didn't we? We all learned how to look a dad in the eye and give a nice, not too hard, but just firm enough handshake and use manners and have eye contact and all that good stuff. You know, we were all there as we walked in to take someone out on the date, but I met the young man and he smiled and he was nice. He did not stand up to shake my hand. I come in there, he was sitting down. That's fine, you know, he'll learn. But he did say, I asked him, who's your favorite female country artist? And right off the bat, he said Dolly Parton. So that kind of made up for it. I was like, all right, maybe this guy's good. Maybe I'll just be over here just cleaning this gun. You guys play it safe, all right? Rodney Atkins right now, New Country, Z100. Good morning.